Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Afternoon, cooler, just 58 to 63 degrees with more clouds. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville at 59, Herndon 59, Foggy Bottom 64. Believe it or not, we could get down to 42 degrees for our suburbs tonight. It's 9:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sobis. Coming up on WTOP, a man convicted of killing two Oakton High School teens in 2022 with his car. Sentencing coming soon. Could be 20 years in prison.
She says it happened when she was 12 years old, that she was sexually assaulted at a Fairfax County school. What a jury has decided. I'm Kate Ryan.
Why a group of D.C. public school students are suing the city. I'm Mike Marillo.
Pretty big loss for the Nationals against the Dodgers tonight in Southeast. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A couple of abortion cases in the spotlight. First, protesters outside the U.S. Supreme Court today. This as justices consider an abortion case out of Idaho. CBS's Joan Crawford.
It was a pretty fascinating argument as the justices struggled over this very restrictive Idaho abortion ban, which only allows doctors to perform abortions when a mother's life is at stake or in cases of rape or incest.
A proposed repeal of Arizona's 1864 near-total ban on abortions wins approval from the State House. CBS's Shauna Mizell.
Now this bill will go to the state Senate. The Senate won't be able to bring this up until next Wednesday, since the legislature meets every Wednesday. And depending on, you know, the efforts in the Senate and how that goes, it would eventually make its way to Governor Katie Hobbs' desk. She's a Democrat, and she's already voiced support for repealing this ban.
Also in Arizona, a grand jury indicts 18 Republicans, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawyer Rudy Giuliani, accusing them of falsely declaring former President Donald Trump won the state in 2020. Students tangle with police during protests at the University of Southern California and at the University of Texas at Austin, as some members of Congress visit New York City to weigh in on Israel-Hamas protests at colleges there.
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed at Columbia while calling for the school's president to resign amid growing what he calls anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian protests on campus.
So, I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
He condemned the demonstrations and any threats against Jewish students.
All of this has to be said because the cherished traditions of this university are being overtaken right now by radical and extreme ideology.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Help for air travelers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says when flights are canceled or significantly delayed, airlines...
Within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
Buttigieg also says 18 state attorneys general now will be able to investigate airlines and ticket agents to hold them accountable when they violate aviation consumer protection laws. Russia vetoes a UN Security Council resolution calling on nations to prevent an arms race in outer space. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield asks Russia,
why, if you are following the rules, would you not support a resolution that reaffirms them? What could you possibly be hiding?
Russia says it will soon come up with its own draft resolution aimed at keeping space safe. This is CBS.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 10:03 here on WTOP, Wednesday night, April 24th, 2024. Hyattsville at 59 degrees, headed down to the low 40s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The driver in a high-speed crash that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High School in 2022 will be sentenced tomorrow. NBC4 reports Usman Shaheed was found guilty on two counts of involuntary manslaughter in a Fairfax County court today. Shaheed was 18 when prosecutors say he accelerated to 81 miles an hour in a zone that was just 35 miles per hour after a traffic light he was trying to make turned yellow. His new BMW then crashed into another vehicle, sending him onto the sidewalk, where he hit three teens, killing two of them. He now faces up to 20 years in prison. This case involved allegations by a then 12-year-old girl that she was sexually assaulted in a school hallway and later raped off school grounds in Fairfax County. She also said the county school system failed to handle her case properly. Now, as WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, a jury has made its decisions.
After weeks of testimony, the jury in U.S. District Court here in Alexandria found in favor of the Fairfax County School Board and administrators, which had been accused of violating the rights of a former student under Title IX. The plaintiff, now 24, who goes by the name Kate or initials BR, had alleged that she was sexually assaulted in 2011 in a school hallway, and that she was sexually harassed at Rachel Carson Middle School, and that finally school officials failed to report the incidents to the Title IX office. Azra Nomani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, has been covering the five-week trial from the start.
The jury was so swift in its deliberation after 5 weeks of evidence that it was remarkable.
Lawyers for the school system left the courthouse without comment, as did the plaintiff, who was surrounded by supporters. In Alexandria, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
In its statement following the verdict, the Fairfax County School Board said in part, "We are grateful to the jury for their careful evaluation of the evidence and their service on this important case." Now to D.C., a group of school kids there say that the school system took steps to suppress their pro-Palestinian speech. Now WTOP's Mike Murillo reports that they're suing with the goal of a judge stepping in and forcing the school to allow their events to take place.
Students don't leave their free speech rights behind when they pass through the schoolhouse door.
Arthur Spitzer is an attorney for the ACLU of D.C. and says they took the case after hearing from the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School. He says the school allegedly stopping the group from screening a movie that examines how Western media covers the Israel-Hamas conflict, the censoring of a Palestinian culture event, and administrators making the group remove some Palestinian symbols from handouts led to the lawsuit. Spitzer says the actions violated the student rights, and they say the school does have a Jewish student club.
If they wanted to hand out a leaflet, if they wanted to put on a program of Israeli music and dance, whatever they wanted, they should certainly have that right.
D.C. Public Schools says it can't comment on pending litigation. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
D.C. is cracking down on drivers who try to pass a stopped school bus. This starts on Monday as 25 district school buses are outfitted with cameras. If a driver tries to illegally go around the bus, when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. Violators will get only a warning here for the first month and a half. After that, it will be a $500 fine. And D.C. is launching a program to let aspiring teachers work in classrooms while they're getting a bachelor's degree. WTOP's Scott Gelman tells us the Earn and Learn program is one way the district is trying to tackle teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says, after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, Facebook, in terms of its business, is facing a good news, bad news situation right now. Stay with us for traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
1008.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks here on WTOP with Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
It is heavy and slow out of Virginia on the Interloop Beltway from the Dulles Toll Road getting into Maryland for two reasons.
One was a broken down truck, tractor trailer in the center of the roadway before the George Washington Parkway. And then just after all of that, once you get into Maryland, it is a work zone at Carter Rock. Two right lanes are getting by. And once you get beyond the work zone, you're good to go up onto 270. 270 has a couple of work zones here and there, not causing any delays. Same with 95 here and there between the beltways. Traffic on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway is free and clear. 50 out to the Bay Bridge looks all right. And right now, things on 95 southbound are running without delay out of Springfield. 395 as well going southbound. But everything that's going on is northbound. Northbound on 95 at Falmouth at exit 133. Single left lane gets by the road work at Route 17. And northbound 395, single right lane gets by at King Street by the road work. 66 is without delay both ways. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to Hyundai, go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price of the windshield of every car. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Going next to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, we got the rain out of here early this morning, the few showers that we did have, and now today there's just been some partly cloudy skies. Well, tomorrow I'm tracking more clouds and temperatures from 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Now, this evening will be between 57 and about 63 degrees before dropping off into the lower and upper 40s by early Thursday morning. Do look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for your Thursday, and anywhere between 58 and 63 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. It is looking much cooler even on Friday with sunshine. Expect highs around 65 degrees for Friday and Saturday, then mid-80s coming your way for Sunday, day one of a five-day warm stretch with highs in the 80s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg 58, Arlington 58, and Lanham 58 degrees. Some parts of the area could be down to 42. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Facebook says daily users climbed 7% last quarter, but it warned of slowing sales growth and higher expenses. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter, and it says it has a record number of new hotels in development. Roslyn-based Graham Holdings, the Graham family empire that sold the Washington Post to Jeff Bezos, is moving its corporate headquarters to 1812 North Nash, the entire 21st floor of the building. The Dow finished Wednesday session down 43 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Tokyo stocks are down 2% tonight. Hong Kong's Hang Seng, though, slightly higher. Still to come on WTOP, a new abortion rights case before the U.S. Supreme Court involving a state law on how pregnant people must be treated in the emergency room. We're going in-depth with Politico in just minutes. Stay with us on WTOP at 10:11.
Hi, I'm Todd Jones, Vice President of Sales for Regency Furniture Showrooms. We began advertising with WTOP News way back in 2010. And over the years, thousands of people have come into a Regency Furniture Showroom after hearing our messages on the radio. WTOP is an outstanding advertising platform if you want to drive qualified customers to your stores. It's one of the many reasons Regency has grown so fast. At Regency, we take pride in thousands of Washingtonians spending quality time together, enjoying a meal around our dining room tables, relaxing on our sofas, and getting a restful night's sleep on our brand name mattresses. At WTOP, they take pride in creating customized marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver measurable results. So if you're looking for quality, in-stock furniture at a great price, visit any of our Regency Furniture locations in the DMV. And if you need help attracting new customers to your business, I encourage you to contact WTOP at WTOP.com and search advertise.
One of the many great things about kids is their endless optimism, and that extends to the Cap series with the New York Rangers. We'll tell you about a pep rally in our area later this half hour. And we'll have more news in just about 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When it comes to morning essentials, they're right behind a snug-fitting lid on your travel mug.
John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
10:14. We're glad you're here tonight. Abortion rights were back before the U.S. Supreme Court today as the justices considered the implications of Idaho's near-total ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade about 2 years ago. Arguments involved a debate on whether a federal law that mandates an abortion in medical emergencies overrules Idaho's abortion ban. Alice Miranda Olstein is healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. She joined us earlier to discuss what was said today in court.
It definitely was heated. The justices were sort of snapping and interrupting the attorneys making the arguments and each other at some points. And this was really pitting state versus federal law. It was Idaho defending its abortion ban and saying that it should have the right to enforce it even in medical emergencies. And the Biden administration was arguing that that violates a decades-old federal law aimed at protecting patients from being turned away during medical emergencies. And what was really striking to me was that often with Supreme Court arguments, you have a lot of hypotheticals. It gets really in the weeds and the legal theories. And this focused so much on what's really been happening on the ground since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and especially since Idaho was given temporary permission to fully enforce its abortion ban. And so you had a lot of references to reports of hospitals turning women away or telling them you have to wait till your condition deteriorates even more before we can treat you, provide you an emergency abortion, and the spike in women who are being flown out of the state in these sort of emergency airlift flights. And so I think that was really striking in that the justices were really having to grapple with the real concrete effects of the decision they made a couple years ago to overturn Roe.
Some of the conservative justices joined the liberal members in their questioning. Does that scramble our idea of how this might go when we hear that decision in the late spring?
So it's hard to tell. Sometimes the justices will play devil's advocate or try to, you know, pose tough questions just to get at a particular point. It's not always indicative of how they will rule or vote on a particular case. But it was interesting that a few of the justices on the right joined the justices on the left in really grilling Idaho's attorney and questioning his assertion that the state should have this sort of unchecked power to enforce its abortion ban in violation of these federal protections. And so there were some tough questions there, particularly from Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was also very vocal in the abortion case the court heard a month ago. So she's really set to be kind of a key swing vote potentially in this.
Arizona, meantime, has been getting so much attention for adopting that 1864 law that would have banned nearly all abortions. What kind of progress is the state legislature making in getting rid of that? That was a state Supreme Court decision that brought that back.
Actually, just today, the state moved forward in repealing that 1864 total abortion ban. If they are able to do it, and we don't know yet if they are, but if they are able to do that, then the state will continue having a 15-week ban in the meantime, and voters will almost certainly have the opportunity to repeal whatever ban is in place in November via a ballot initiative, like we've seen so many states do over the last couple years. So things are very up in the air in Arizona, which of course is a key swing state that could decide the presidential election and control of the Senate. And so things are very up in the air there, and it's a hot story to watch.
Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. Other top stories we're watching, there are now protests over the Israel-Hamas war taking place at colleges from coast to coast. In some cases, the demonstrators have been tussling with police, both in Texas and California. President Biden signs the foreign aid bill. While some money does go directly to Ukraine, a lot of it, many tens of billions of dollars, go to American arms factories to replenish our weapons supplies. And a jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools in a suit accusing the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims. Keep it here for full details. traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Here's Bob Imler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In the district, northbound DC 295, little volume past the 11th Street Bridge and the merge at Pennsylvania Avenue. Just a lot of folks leaving Nats Park, and that's pretty much all that is. Beyond that, the pace is good, but Interloop is very slow, beginning after the Dulles Toll Road getting into Maryland. On the one hand, you've got the broken-down truck. At last report, still blocking the center of the roadway before the George Washington Parkway, but after that, you've got the roadwork in Maryland at Carter Rock. Two right lanes are getting by. 66 is without delay, and 395 does have roadwork northbound at King Street again tonight. Single right lane gets by. 95 northbound in Falmouth and Route 17. Single left lane is getting past the work zone. I believe they're setting up somewhere around Falmouth, Spotsylvania on 95 southbound, exit 126. Falmouth there working northbound, of course. Maryland side, 95 Baltimore Washington Parkway without delay. Work zone southbound near 198. You're getting by there to the left without delay. And westbound Route 200, single right lane gets by before New Hampshire Avenue. Pretty good shape on 270 as well. 50 to the Bay Bridge in great shape. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A nice evening as winds ease with some partly cloudy skies. Our temperatures drop off into the upper 50s by late evening. By Thursday morning, 42 to 48 degrees across the area. Some scattered clouds, but looking dry. And for the day tomorrow, your afternoon, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures around 60 degrees. So that's much cooler than today. Closer to 65 degrees for Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, but get ready for major warm-up starting Sunday going through the early part of next week with highs in the 80s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reston is at 58 degrees tonight, Bethesda at 58, the National Mall 64. Not everybody will get this cold, but some suburbs could fall all the way to 42 degrees overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up here on WTOP.
Why this fraternity is expelled from UVA. I'm Neil Augenstein.
More news in about 90 seconds.
Hi, this is George Wallace, and I've been telling you for quite some time, when you're looking for a home improvement project, there's only one phone call you need to make, and that's to Jessica Fingles at New Look Home Design because of the great deals that she has. And this month is no different. They're still offering 5 years interest-free financing. But here's the catch. This is going to be the last month that they will ever offer this deal. So don't waste any more time. Get approved for interest-free financing today. Don't worry. She still has great deals on roofing, siding, and doors as well. You can still get 50% off all materials. You want windows? No problem. Buy two windows, get two free. And if all that's not enough, don't forget when you call to mention my name, because you'll get a $100 restaurant.com gift card just for tuning in to WTOP Radio. So do what I and over 40,000 customers have done. Trust New Look Home Design for your next home improvement project. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is WTOP News.
10:22, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. The Washington Capitals need all the support they can get right now after going down 2-0 in their first-round playoff series with the New York Rangers. Game 3 is coming up here in D.C. Friday night. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports Washington did find some love from local school kids today.
If the Caps don't bounce back against the Rangers, don't blame the students at Cardinal Elementary School in Arlington.
I love the Caps. I think that they are going to do amazing in Game 3, and I'm really hopeful.
Fifth grader Mahi Cambo joined her classmates in the schoolyard in an hour-long rally to give the Caps a boost. The team mascot, Slapshot, helped lead the cheers, and the kids practiced their stick handling between cheers. Fifth grader Aaron Painter urges the Caps to persevere.
I think that they should just continue to try really hard, and hopefully they can make it into the second round.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
New tonight on WTOP, Maryland State Board of Education has appointed Dr. Carrie Wright as the new state superintendent of schools. Wright had been serving as the interim super since October. She replaces Mohammed Chaudhry, who resigned from the role last year. The State Board of Education is hosting a news briefing with Wright Monday morning at 10. A fraternity at the University of Virginia has been expelled. This follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports the national leadership of the frat supports the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
See the video at WTOP.com. As crews continue to remove the wreckage of the fallen Key Bridge in Baltimore, more ship traffic will be able to move in and out of the port. The 35-foot deep channel called the Fort McHenry Limited Access Channel opens at 6 tomorrow morning. That will allow some additional commercial ships to pass through the area now that part of the waterway can handle their size. There are three other channels with a lower depth that are all also temporarily being used for commercial ships. It's 10:25 here on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
We're going back to Rob Woodfork.
The Dodgers got payback on Jake Irvin in Nats Park, handing him and the Nationals an 11-2 beatdown that has them on the brink of a series sweep. This time last week, Irvin was all smiles. He pitched a six-inning shutout for his first win, but tonight, only 4 2/3 innings of 12-hit, 6-run ball with a walk and 3 strikeouts on 103 pitches for his second loss of the season. Did playing the Dodgers in consecutive starts trip you up, Jake?
Yeah. I think it escaped me a couple times today where I was trying to do too much, be too fine. And I've talked to you guys a lot about competing over the zone. And, I think you let that get away a little bit when you face a team, especially like that, twice in a row. So kicking myself a little bit over the mindset, but that's something that you learn from and move forward.
The Orioles move forward with a rubber match win in Los Angeles 6-5, despite the Angels scoring 5 unanswered runs to end the game. Dean Kramer with his first double-digit strikeout game of the season for his first win of the year. Stanley Cup playoff action tonight. Boston won the pivotal game 3 in Toronto.